And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. I mean, it goes from like Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line to what we call once again Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Then there's all of y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web and tracking us on live stream on YouTube, our website, on Rumble, on X, on Facebook, and then the podcasters, all of y'all that catch it afterwards. We appreciate every single one of you. This audience is the reason why we do what we do. So thank you. All right, listen, I'm going to the phones right now. Congressman Dale Strong, he represents North Alabama as part of Alabama's Republican caucus at the U.S. delegation in D.C. Congressman Strong represents a big chunk of the state in Alabama's 5th Congressional District. Prior to that, he, of course, had been a leader in the Madison County area, serving on the county commission, and he's on the phone right now. Congressman, how are you?
Well, a lot going on in D.C. The big thing, I'm in appropriations hearing, and like you say, it's a divide right down the center of that aisle. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there is, and it's a target-rich environment for things to do, I guess, right now. Let me ask you, Congressman, I want to jump straight on in. I mean, I think one of the news stories of the decade is going to be this past weekend's bombing by the U.S. of Iran's nuclear sites. Give us your unvarnished thoughts on that and tell us, in fact, what you see coming next, if anything.
Well, you look at the intel and what the president was able to do. It just shows that the U.S. warfighter is prepared. We hear all of this about all these other countries, but let me tell you something. We sent 7 B-2 bombers with 60,000-pound of munitions, and they flew for 32 hours nonstop, being refueled midair. And they carried out the mission that's going to make this world a safer place. And what's unbelievable is you think about those bunker buster bombs. They dropped that from thousands of feet, and it landed in the equivalent of the size of your air conditioner, and it hit bullseye all 14 times. So I'm proud of the U.S. warfighter. I'm proud of what was carried out. And I think in the days ahead, the American people will understand what was being done with uranium there in Iran.
Yeah, and I know, Congressman, I know that there has been some, you know, banter back and forth. Of course, we expect that the left, there's nothing that could please them. If Trump said the sky was blue, they'd demand proof. I also know there's been some division in the Republican caucus. Generally speaking, though, what do you see or hear being the mood in D.C. among your peers about what happened this past weekend?
Well, I think we actually had a briefing that was scheduled today that was postponed, but I can tell you this right here. You know, what Donald Trump did is totally within his authority as president. You look over 80 years, American presidents. I mean, look, Biden, you know, went in there and ordered strikes on Iraq, Syria, Yemen. Look at Obama. He went 8-month-long bombing campaign to oust Gaddafi. And then all of a sudden, President Trump comes in here and eliminates a country that hates America. Death to America is chanted all the time. And we had, 1,000 Americans that have been, you know, you look at what they've done to us at some of our military bases. But I think Donald Trump got their attention. A lot of people talk about what we need to do over the years. We got us a president in D.C. right now, and he's taking care of business for the American people.
Well, I agree with that. The talk about a ceasefire and all that is still ongoing. I know that it's almost been a little bit of a moving target in the last few hours, but it's not because he's not putting the effort into trying to get them to negotiate. But it does seem like they've reached some kind of level of homeostasis in the last 12 hours. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, I think that hopefully it's trying to calm down. I know this morning every 5 minutes it seemed like it was changing. But just put this in perspective. We had we voted about 30 minutes ago on the floor, and Congressman Al Green had an impeachment article that was there that we had to vote. And, of course, what we did is we did a motion to table. But you think about it, there were folks there were 69 that voted, you know, which was equivalent to wanting to impeach the president. And that's the environment that we're in right now. You think about what's going on here. It doesn't matter if it's the U.S. warfighter protecting America, if we're getting hostages out or whatever. It doesn't matter. If it happens on Trump's watch, they're trying to make a negative out of it. And it's a tough environment. There's still some good people up here on the other side, but I'm telling you, they've got them by a gun, and they're not going to let them vote for anything that's good for America right now. Anything with Trump's support has no chance.
I did my, this is a little bit of a chasing a rabbit here for a second, but I did my opening monologue a few minutes ago, and I quoted a study that just came out recently that said that out of 60,000 Americans surveyed, those that identified as liberal progressive have a higher incident of unhappiness and mental health issues than those who identify as conservative. Go figure.
I'll tell you right now, you think about what went on just a couple of days ago. Can you imagine being in that B-2 and flying for 32 hours with that kind of munition in under that airplane? And then you think about it. They get out, and that's unbelievable to carry that out and the planning that took. I think the president gave them plenty of time, and I think the Iranian people understand his issue is not with the Iranian people. His issue is they're enriching uranium at a level that is only for nuclear bombs. So those are the things that I think history will reflect.
Well, let me ask you this, too, real quick before we move to another topic. I just saw a story. I mentioned it to you just off the air. You've probably not even had a chance to see it yet because I saw it literally as you were dialing in. But apparently 1819 News is reporting that ICE and Department of Homeland Security officials have arrested an Iranian illegal alien who was living just south of your district in Locust Fork, who is a former Iranian Army sniper. We know that we've got a number of Iranian nationals who've been arrested in the last 24 hours. Do you think we have a problem here in the homeland?
I promise you we got a problem in the homeland. Anytime you let 15 million come across the border and you have no clue who they are, most of them haven't been vetted, and they just turned them loose. And so now this is the repercussions of the Biden administration. This is exactly what they wanted. Total chaos was their objective, and thank goodness Donald Trump was elected. But you start thinking about it. That's Blount County, Alabama, where we've got someone there that was an Iranian sniper. So we've got to sit here, and thank goodness we've got ICE. Thank goodness what they're doing for this country. But I'll promise you, if you took it in here for a vote right now, I would say that the majority of the Democrats would say turn him loose. He's not a threat to America, but I'm thankful for ICE.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. Let me ask you this. You were in a hearing yesterday. Attorney General Pam Bondi was providing testimony before your panel, and there were comments made about Redstone Arsenal. You've got what Kash Patel calls one of the crown jewels in your district, Redstone Arsenal. What was it that Pam Bondi had to say, and do you see her coming down here for a visit sometime?
Oh, I was excited. It's one of the things. She knows what we do for national security. She talked about the DOJ presence. She talked about the Federal Bureau of Investigation's presence there. Hazardous device school. She went down the whole list. Terrorist explosive device analytics center, ballistic research facility, ATF, bomb data center, and then the National Integration Ballistics Information Network. I'll promise you the FBI and the Department of Justice knows what North Alabama does for national security. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, in that conversation, asking questions about the performance of Huntsville, it just continued to go. She understands firsthand. But the great thing is, you know, hey, she's a Florida girl. She understands what we're doing. And she also said, I hope to visit Huntsville soon. We're going to do everything we can to get her there because I think it's going to be even more impressive. But she also confirmed that, you know, Kash Patel spoke of additional 500 jobs coming to our community. So I think this right here reflects exactly how they feel about the performance going on in our community.
We're going to need to widen the parkway, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you this right here. It's exciting, but again, we're equipped to do this. You look at Space Command. I mean, we're sitting here pushing. I know the president, there was an article that went Associated Press when I was with him at the picnic and, you know, having a little private conversation that somehow got recorded. But the big thing is we understand, capabilities, what we're doing, what our community's been called on to do, propulsion, Marshall Space Flight Center. Redstone is an unbelievable diamond for Alabama, and what we've got to do is just keep pushing, and let's do what's right for national security, and it'll work out.
Well, and one last question, if you don't mind. You mentioned Space Command. So do we have any kind of a timeline when we think that we'll get the final word on Space Command's location?
Well, I can tell you the entire Alabama delegation has been fighting for this. I did go to Alabama with the president on Air Force One for the graduation speech. That's all we talked about. Then, of course, you know, they did seat the Secretary of the Air Force, and it's my understanding he's kind of wanting to kick it to the Secretary of Defense and let him make the recommendation. I don't know how many more studies they need. You've got the 21 categories that are evaluated twice. You've got an IG investigation that said that nothing was done inappropriately, that Huntsville was the fair winner. Then you've got a GAO investigative report that came out and said a lot of tough things about that were going on in Colorado, that the IT was suspect there, that the buildings were separated, one building 9.5 miles outside the military base with no force protection, and then they said that the workforce wasn't sufficient to carry out the mission. The last thing you needed to be doing is setting up Space Command in a city or a state that doesn't have the workforce to take care of the mission. So I'll continue to advocate for Redstone Arsenal. I do believe it will come at some point, but I think there's been, 4 years wasted, that we should have been vertical with this. The construction should be complete. We should be all in one building behind the wire. And again, we continue to advocate for what's right for national security, not what's right for the next election.
Well, perfect. Yeah. And I look forward to hearing the announcement. And I guess, too, I did notice, speaking of Colorado, though, that you did maybe help form or you're part of the Golden Dome Caucus, which includes some of those same peers of yours in Congress from Colorado.
They got some great expertise there. But it's like you say, I think this Golden Dome is going to be something that will be different parts in different places, but it's not something new to us. We know how to make a bullet hit a bullet, and that's exactly what they want. And if they want performance, I think that Huntsville ought to be in every conversation related to it, whether it's with the Missile Defense Agency or wherever it goes. But I'm telling you right now, we're perfectly positioned for that also. And so we'll see where it goes, but it's a mission that we can accomplish, and we've got the right people to take care of it. North Alabama, you know, our labor force comes from 17 counties in North Alabama and Southern Tennessee, and we're the lead employer for 3 counties in Tennessee. So I think working together, it doesn't help us on votes. It doesn't work against us on votes, because Tennessee understands also how valuable our market is, and many of their people are a part of it.
Well, Congressman, I got to leave it there. I appreciate you making time in the middle of a busy day. But Congressman Dale Strong from the 5th District of Alabama, thanks for your time, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
See you soon, Phil. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that was good. Take it to a break, JP. But, yeah, that was good stuff right there. Space Command, Golden Dome, FBI, the growth of Redstone Arsenal, and then, of course, national security. That was a robust conversation. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More on this when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.